I'm Janelle, and you're listening to Mom's Secret Fort. Hey out there, or I guess for most of you it's in there, since many of us are indoors now. It's day 11 of lockdown for us. My husband closed his office down the same day as my daughter's school closed down, so that's how I'm marking the time. Here in Berlin, we are still allowed to go outside to exercise on our own or with our family, so my family goes out every day. It's a house rule that I made up. I went ahead up and made up all the house rules on day one. I guess I was just desperate to control our situation. I'm pretty sure my husband and daughter both have secret forts by now. The outdoor rule that everyone in our family has is to be outside for at least half an hour every day, though it's usually more. But this morning I regretted the outdoor rule because it was -4 Celsius. I've been in this country for 3 years now, and I still don't understand Celsius, but I do know without looking it up that negative anything is too cold. The rule about going outside is important for my sanity, though, not just because of the fresh air, but because, well, we should probably go ahead and just talk about the squirrel. If you listened to episode one, you may recall me mentioning my squirrel costume. It's actually a kangaroo, but we call it the squirrel. And it's technically not a costume. It's a giant, dark mustard-colored onesie with a white belly, an animal hood, and feet. Basically pajamas. Though I did wear the squirrel last Halloween out of absolute laziness. Anyway, my dear friend Tanya gave it to my daughter Claire a couple of Christmases ago. It was a very fun and appropriate gift for a 9-year-old. But what happened was, last winter, as in a year ago winter, after I complained for the 10th time that it was too cold in the house, my daughter dangled the squirrel in front of me. Want to borrow this? Heck yeah, I want to borrow that. I'm telling you, this thing solved my problems. It just seals my body heat right in so I can go about my business. I really am an all-around more pleasant person than the squirrel, I have to say. The way a lot of people are after a glass of wine. So it's been a busy year since, and I just haven't gotten around to returning it, since I'm either always wearing it or washing it so I can wear it some more. I don't wear it because I think it's normal to walk around looking like a 135-pound squirrel. Fine, 145-pound squirrel. I just really, really like to be warm and cozy. Before Corona times, it was only my family that saw me in it. And by only my family, I'm obviously including the odd friend or two that caught me off guard while stopping by to drop something off in the morning. Thing is, I've worked from home, paid and otherwise, for 10 years now, and the longer I work from home, the broader my definition of morning becomes. Don't judge. You'll see. Anyway, when social distancing went into place and we had to cancel our plans, I started up video calling. I just felt compelled to confirm that I could still see people. But I was so focused on seeing them that I forgot about what they could see. And about 2 calls in, our friends Dan and Stephanie pointed out that what they could see was the squirrel. Whatever, we laughed our butts off. I made 4 video calls in the squirrel the next day. Isn't it nice to see your friends as they really are? As fun as it is to squirrel bomb my friends, I am in no way looking to make the squirrel part of my public wardrobe. So while the family rule to go outside every day is for our health, it also ensures that for at least 30 minutes every day, I wear something other than the squirrel. I hope all of you are finding ways to stay sane too.
Mom's Secret Fort is produced by me, Janelle Schermerhorn. The music is Isolation by producer Loom Hill. The best ways to keep Mom's Secret Fort going are to subscribe through your favorite podcast app, tell a friend, and like it on Facebook, where you can also access the show.